Let's see what's going on around town. Checking the Cleveland scene with Andrew Zellman. So we've talked about it before, the Shake Shack location in Pinecrest, which is amazing. But looks like they're opening up one really not far from the radio station downtown here.
Yeah, so this is going to be their third in Northeast Ohio because they have the Pinecrest one, they have the airport one, and then this one is a downtown one. The news came out this week. This was originally supposed to open at that Nucleus project, which is stalled right now. And so Shake Shack really wanted to open one in downtown Cleveland. This is on East 6th and Euclid, right next door to the Marble Room. They're hoping to open by early next year. They'll have their regular menu be open for lunch and dinner. And most of them are open relatively late night, so this one will be as well. And like I said, I anticipate that this place is just going to be slammed. Not only are there not many places like this downtown, but there aren't many places that you can get ice cream and milkshakes downtown as well at all hours. And so that's why I think that this is going to become quite the popular spot.
There's a new hot spot opening in Gordon Square. It's called Flight Cleveland. Tell us about that.
So as you guys mentioned before, this is on Detroit Avenue, 5712 Detroit. And they actually are open today. And the space looks incredible. And this is a great place for wine aficionados to go check out. They're going to have a 29-bottle cuvinette system, it's called, which is basically a way for wines to be served in a draft format. They're seating for about 60, and then they'll have about 400 different wine categories there. And then a few other things in the bar, a few draft beers and some olives and cheeses, meats and chocolates, that kind of stuff. But really, the main feature here will be the wine. And so really just going to be a great new place opening in Detroit Shoreway.
So the best things we ate in Cleveland in 2018, that's a fun list.
I wanted to spotlight this because our flavor issue actually came out yesterday. So people can find that on newsstands throughout. And there's all the food stuff basically from the last year. And one of the columns in there is the best things we ate in 2018. So I'll just give a few highlights. If people are looking for a few different things, one is the soup dumplings at LJ Shanghai. Another option is the kaiseki at Ushabu, which is the tasting menu. They have a 7-course and a 13-course tasting menu at Ushabu. And then another one is the pastrami sandwich at Larder, which is just this spectacular pastrami sandwich done in a little bit of a different way. And so this full list is now live in the flavor issue and online as part of the flavor issue that came out this week.
So if people want to see that list, remind everyone what the website is and how they can get more information.
CleveScene.com and Cleveland Scene on social media.